I'm in my survival mode. You know, I call people baby. You see, because I'm getting into that inner hairy man kind of thing. It's coming out right now.
The primitive man.
Exactly, babe. Oh, I'm sorry.
Men's organization.
Exactly. We go out in the woods. We beat on drums. We eat owl.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day, a lot of time, if it snows out, we'll roll around in the snow.
Make angels.
Make snow angels. Little sledding.
Forts. Yeah.
Sometimes. Depends.
But how does Jim figure in all this, anyway?
We leave him in Westchester.
Jim starts the fires. Jim brings the butane.
Oh, he's a scientist?
He brings, you know, one year we caught him. We caught him using a butane lighter.
Jim was one of those guys. He knows how to take two sticks and rub them together the right way so it will make fire. He can also do it with two pieces of rock.
Nah, he's been doing it with the flint and steel.
I think.
Flint and steel is what it is. But one year he was doing it with butane. We tied him to a fir tree and stripped him naked. We stripped him naked, and you know what we did
and
then?
And threw cold water on him.
We threw cold water on him, and then we covered him with honey, and we went and woke up a bear. We kicked a bear's cave, and a bear came out and licked Jim clean.
That almost sounds like fun.
Since then, he's brought flint and steel.
He has no comment on all this, I guess.
There's only two mics in the studio.
Maybe it's safe. Anyway, I did like the Kung Fu Theater. That was really good.
Thank you.
And
Jim wrote that.
Well, he's brilliant.
He is brilliant.
Anyway, I've got to go get some sleep. I've got a job, you know.
Where do you work?
Can't tell you.
What do you do?
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a cashier.
Where at?
A store.
What type of establishment?
It's a bookstore.
A mall?
A bookstore.
Is it in Hamilton or Butler County? Is it one of those bookstores that can have Penthouse and Playboy?
No.
Oh. What kind of bookstore is it?
It's just a bookstore.
What's the name of it?
You got lots of books on sports there?
I guess so.
Is it named after a lake in Massachusetts?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, thanks for calling, Emily, and stay out of trouble if you can.
Which mall is it in? Is it in a mall?
No.
Is it downtown?
Stop him, Chris.
It's a downtown, isn't it? It's downtown, isn't it?
Stop, Rob.
I'm sorry.
You both
Kings?
Have fun and
Kings?
No, she can't.
Try not
Kings.
To get frostbite rolling around in the snow.
Okay, thanks, Emily.
Hey, Emily?
Mm-hmm?
We don't hear from you next week?
Mm-hmm.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
All right,
you too. Ho, ho, ho. The phone number here is 749-1444. Go, Rob.
'Tis the season for deer vehicle collisions. The other day, I'm driving down a 177. It's so damn foggy at 6 a.m. in the morning. I went like 20 miles an hour because I didn't want to hit a deer, because that place is crawling with deer up there. October marks the beginning of the three-month peak season for deer vehicle collisions. Deer collisions cause about $2,000 damage to the average vehicle. My car's not worth $2,000. No stats on the damage to the deer. Ha ha. Uh-huh. You are advised to drive cautiously, especially in areas with deer crossing signs. Also, watch out around dusk and dawn. That's when they get horny. And they're horny and hungry then. So that's when you're most accident prone, from 5 p.m. to midnight and from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. See, I knew that instinctively. I didn't have to read it. When you see one deer cross the road, look for others to follow. Finally, when avoiding a deer on the road, watch out to avoid other vehicles or roadway obstacles. Many county measures are being devised to divert deer from our roads. Until they work, drive carefully. And you can always buy one of those little siren things on your car, which puts off that.
A lot of them deers travel in gangs, too, and some
deers.
Of them are packing heat. Hello, Matthew. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Matthew. What can we do for you tonight?
I'm just checking in with you, trying to help your show move along.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah.
How do you usually celebrate Christmas, Matthew? What's your fondest Christmas memory?
I don't have very many fond Christmas memories. I'm trying to recede the effect that it has on my life, so
mm-hmm.
I'm increasingly trying to avoid Christmas.
Okay.
Why is that?
Everything about it just annoys me.
Like what?
Doesn't interest me.
You're talking about the shopping malls and the whole consumer aspect of it? Because, I mean, what it's really about is brotherhood and loving your neighbor and spreading a little cheer.
Well...
You got a problem with cheer?
Well, it just seems like a whole lot of crap the way they go about it.
Oh, I'm totally not into shopping malls. I mean...
Hey, we all know that Christmas is run by a big Eastern syndicate.
even spreading the message of what it's supposed to be about. And I don't really care for the whole sitting around the house with the family. Like, it doesn't mean anything to me at all, so I don't see why we should do it.
If you could have Christmas any way that you wanted, how would you have it, Matt?
Well, I would nix the concept of Christmas first. I mean, maybe we
first of all, you'd have no holiday, and you'd have to work all the way through December and January. You would have no days off work.
I'm all for the days off work.
Well, all right then.
Well, so you want me to rename a day off work sometime near the end of February?
We could have Valentine's Day.
How about we have an extended New Year's with a...
No, see, I always thought New Year's was the most idiotic excuse for a holiday. Big year, we ran out of the year. I just don't get the significance of New Year's.
Well, I don't think Matt gets the significance of, being a friend to your neighbor and spreading a little goodwill. I mean, what's the matter? You a communist
or something?
I
know all those subversive ideas, those repulsive ideas like peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I can see why you would hate that.
Pretty repulsive,
Matthew.
Isn't it?
Well, hold on. Okay, I can dig Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas. So it has in part to do with a virgin birth. What do you guys think of virgin birth?
It's all right with me.
Yeah?
How's it sit with you, Rob?
It's cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's pretty intense. I mean, I heard there was a virgin birth, right, where a bullet went through a guy.
During the Civil War, and then it went through a girl, and then she became impregnated. I've heard about that.
What?
That happened during the Civil War.
What, this guy got shot in the balls and his goosey?
Yeah,
in his exactly. And his bullet got covered with googie and went and shot a woman?
You want to call it googie, you go right ahead. But we're
That's
never
what they called it in Civil War
we
days.
We are never going to get a gig with a big-time AM radio station if you keep calling it googie.
Yeah, you would hang up on me if I called it googie.
Yeah, let's just call it semen and leave it at that,
it's
right?
Jism.
Okay.
But back
whatever.
In the old days, they called it googie.
So is that what happened to this woman, Mary?
No, I wasn't there. All I know is what I read in the Bible and what people tell me.
Or was she riding the donkey and...
Stop. Okay. I want to know what your problem is with taking a couple of days off of work, getting a couple of people some presents, whether they're in your family or they're your friends or they're your girlfriend or
loved
whatever.
Ones. That vague
loved
term,
ones.
Loved one.
Yeah.
What's my problem with it?
Yeah, don't you like receiving a few sweaters yourself?
I don't mind having maybe a few gifts. I don't dig a whole lot of senseless gifts.
No,
I don't need more plastic in my life.
The more I ain't into paperweights either, don't get me wrong.
I am. Those ones that you shake up
and
it's like
snows,
yeah, it's like
cool.
Santa Claus on a sled or something. Those are cool.
Okay, here's a Christmas memory for you.
Oh man, that's great.
All right. So I wanted one of those like racetracks, right, with the cars, right, when they came out.
When you were a kid, or is this recently?
A slotted racer or a matchbox type Hot Wheel thing?
A slide racer.
Like, okay, AFX.
And, you know, nothing, not one of the complicated ones. I mean, I was already kind of into the scale model trains a little bit.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
I thought those were slick.
Those are great.
Okay, so this is what I want, right? Well, two different people gave me a set, so I had this double combined super set.
I bet it was killer, wasn't it?
I wish I could have came over your house.
I dug it. But, you know, in the end, I preferred the old wooden block ones with the rails on them that connected, like, with little puzzle piece locks.
I know what you're talking about. Those were quite fun.
Yeah. And
you could set them up any way you wanted.
Okay, here's another. Now, which are the best building blocks? Tinker Toys, Legos, or Lincoln Logs?
Lincoln Logs.
Legos.
Legos?
Legos.
Let go, my Lego. No, Lincoln Logs, because they hurt the worst.
Lincoln Logs, because they hurt the... They were a weird kind of splintery redwood, right? Where
yeah.
Where the tip ends already broke off.
Yeah, and you could put somebody's eye out with them. You could just like... You could hold one end of it and let the tension build up really hard, let loose of the end and just like slam it into somebody and give them a nice welt.
Well, I had a nice set of blocks that was basically a bunch of polished 2x4s in different shapes.
Oh, I had those
and
too.
And I could set them up,
red,
and just
blue,
bring them down with marbles piece by piece.
Oh no, a tennis ball is a bomb. Ah, I used to do that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay, next subject.
Okay, so you got all that stuff for Christmas and now you hate it. You didn't get the racetrack you want, so now you hate Christmas.
I'm crushed.
Maybe you'll get a cellular phone for Christmas.
I've needed one. That's why I haven't called since, like, the first year you guys were on.
You know, they just did a study on cellular phones and found out if they give you cancer of the head, and they discovered that they don't. In fact, they give you less cancer of the head than, like, an ordinary everyday toaster.
Wow. I never eat toast.
Let's kiss her in the head.
I'll never
eat. All right.
Who's that yelling in a drone?
Yeah.
You got your own little drone
there? Let's talk to the drone for
okay.
a quick second.
Who is he, like the
Come
worker bee?
Here. He's cooking.
Is it the worker bee?
Can you hear him well enough?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Okay.
What's he cooking? What are you cooking, drone?
I'm stir-frying up some veggies.
Stir-frying veggies.
First I cut them off.
Somebody sounds loaded.
Put some, what's that stuff that that Chinese guy's always putting in there on TV?
MSG.
No.
Put some MSG in there, Jerome.
Cinnamon? No, it's not cinnamon.
Ginseng. That's Kiko, man.
Are we going to talk
Curry.
To him or not?
Drone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey, tell me what you put in here, and I'll do it right now, man. I'm doing it.
Big Ugly Root.
Hot dogs.
Cream of mushroom soup condensed.
Yan Can Cook. What's that guy's name? Yan Can Cook. He's always... Ginger! That's... Put some ginger!
Oh,
no. Put some ginger in there.
We don't have ginger.
Put some ginger in there.
Cumin powder. Curry.
Cayenne pepper.
Bailed warm beer.
A White Castle.
We're breading and deep frying a White Castle.
Put an owl in there.
And termites.
Termites?
Yeah.
Protein sauce.
Any kind of bug you want, man. I can do it.
Put some hot sauce in there and some oatmeal and you're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Bulk wieners.
There you go. Blue Farm.
Whole fryer.
Bluegrass bacon.
Bluegrass, yeah, bluegrass wieners.
Hey, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Will you be my knight in shining armor?
Of course.
Later!
You're tuned into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you are who?
I'm Archie.
Well, all right. How you doing tonight?
How's it going? How's that guy's doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Y'all doing fine?
We're all trying to do okay.
Hey, I saw that pretty woman up there. Both of you guys were. Well, we get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, just a little.
How y'all been doing?
Don't mention my wife.
Well, leave my ex-wife. You want to hear a good joke?
Oh, yeah.
A guy goes into a lumberjack. He's a thin guy. You know, go up there, and he top down a tree, two or three trees, and the foreman said, look, where you been working? He said, well, I used to work at the Mojave Forest. He said, the Mojave Forest? He said, yeah. He said, there ain't no forest. I said, that's it. And the guy said, yeah, well, now.
Oh, did you make that up?
Well, you know, you got to keep these lines open.
Archie, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What's Christmas mean to you?
Well, you know, Christmas means a lot to me. I got so many friends out there, and I got to get a couple of Christmas cards here. And it's just running into folks that I meet out there when I be playing on the street. And, you know, I give away some money. I got to work up on some money, get Mary Beth a dog, you know, so she could get around a little bit. Then Christmas means that... That means that I'm going to almost make it to New Year's.
Yeah? Just a week away.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got my blessings, mister. Hey, let's get on out of that. Now, I'm going to play a little song for y'all. What's that second question?
Oh, and you want us to ask you another question?
You doggone right.
Okay. What's your fondest holiday Christmas memories?
My fondest? Well, I got to tell you something. This is really amazing. My fondest Christmas memory, I was way down in the country, down in Alabama. And y'all remember the radio flyer little trucks with the little red white walls? And
oh, yeah, little wagons.
Remember the little red radio wagons?
Yeah.
I got a small one, and I could come down that hill. I got skinny knees off, but guess what?
What?
That doggone... little red radio truck, little wagon, and my dog was one of the best Christmases, the fondest memories I ever had in my whole life.
That's
didn't
good.
Need that much stuff on the tree. We just got out back and just cut down a little tree, throw some popcorn. You know, you gotta get needle and thread and throw some popcorn on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? You throw that tree up there and... There you are.
That's all you need.
That's it. It didn't need much. We didn't need that much to get by. There wasn't no Somalia, no Bosnia, no Vietnam. There was no riots. There wasn't a whole bunch of group, a lot of many. It really wasn't that much. It was those the best of times and the goodest of times.
Well, lay a little music on us, Archie, if you got it.
Damn right.
You got your harp with you?
Yeah, let's go with Jingle Bells. You want to?
Let's do it. Drink too much and then go for a drive and
automobile? Don't. Well, you know what? I got to tell you guys a good story. When y'all was on that other station over there, where was Chris at?
Yeah.
Where Chris? Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
You let me have a couple of dollars so I can go out and party? Hey, man, Merry Christmas to you.
Sure.
Happy Hanukkah and all of that.
All of it.
All of it, all of the collectively.
We
guess what? One shot does it all.
Cover all the bases.
Yeah. Hey, I heard that that one guy that called in, they was in there cooking. Boy, that's funny. They was going in the kitchen. Hey, okay, we'll be right back, dude.
All right.
Hey, well, look here.
Yes, sir.
You guys go ahead and take care. I've been listening to y'all's show. Y'all make sure y'all stay on the air, okay?
We appreciate your listening.
You doggone right.
Thanks a lot for calling, Archie.
All right, Archie. Merry Christmas. You guys take care of yourself.
Merry Christmas, Archie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The phone number here is 749-1444. In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris
and Rob
Late Night Talk Show.
WAIF
88.3 FM, the bottom of your dial. Where? You can go no lower than the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
WAIF Cincinnati. Right now we have Nettie. Nettie.
Hello, Nettie.
Nitty.
Nitty.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
I'm doing all right. Boy, that Archie's a tough act to follow, isn't
he? He is. Mm-hmm. He is.
He's good. He's having a good old time, too. Sound like a good guy.
He's all right.
Hey. Hey, did you guys used to be on another station or something? That's what Archie...
Yep. We've been on a number of stations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Back in our glory days in Denver.
Yeah.
We were number one for 99 straight weeks in Denver.
99. What, a year and a half, 2 years.
Something like that.
I like to hear that.
Yep.
Hey, I'll tell you.
We don't like to dwell on the past, though.
Yeah.
Especially since Rob screwed it all up for us.
No, hey, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah,
it wasn't my
fault. Nettie, what do you want?
It's not Nettie.
Nitty.
Nitty.
Either way, what can we do for you?
Hey, I just want to tell you a little old Christmas story.
Okay.
You ever seen how certain suburbs, they put them candles in bags out in their front yards all along
It's called luminaria.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Luminaria.
You can't even say this guy's name, and you're ragging on him for not saying luminaria.
Continue.
Okay. Well, we used to be back in grade school, and we'd get a bunch of guys go out whenever they lit them up. And you just used to go out and not, wasn't any fun to kick them over or anything, but would go out and...
Put gasoline in a squirt gun and shoot at them?
No, just pinch the bags together and get the bags to catch on fire. and get them all, like, get all the bags burning.
Well, now they make special bags, so that won't happen.
It was a lot brighter than when just the candles were burning.
I guess it would be a lot brighter.
It was really cool, though.
So basically, Mitty, you're confusing Christmas with Halloween.
What?
What? You're not supposed to go around pulling pranks on people
like
Christmas.
Setting bags on fire?
Yeah.
On Halloween, you would do the
old. You know what else is cool? It's like back in the days when they had those really big lights, you know, for outside.
They still have them somewhere.
Yeah, some places. Yeah, you go unscrew them and you throw them real high up in the air and they make a nice pop sound when they, yeah.
I got them on my house right now.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool. We know where they're at.
Anywhere I live.
We're tracing it. You think we don't trace?
I know it.
Yeah.
We're on to you, Nitty.
I betcha.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Later. 749-1444. We got two lines open.
Chris, did your family feel about your grades in school?
They thought I was a very studious guy, and they were happy with a B.
Well, wait, well, if you brought home a C, though, would your teachers freak out?
A C was still okay. Well, you know, there's this dude named Andy out in Martinez, California.
Andy Hansen, what a loser.
He got an A on his final exam.
No, he's not a loser. His dad's a loser.
Yeah, Andy got an A on his final exam, and that's what he expected to get on his report card. But when he got home, his report card said he got a C in math. No student gets a final grade in that class higher than his or her homework assignments, and poor old Andy Hansen, even though he got an A on his final exam, his homework just didn't cut it.
But the teacher said he explained that to the students. You know, is that good enough for the dad? No, the dad...
Well, he said the kid started class late.
A year and six different appeals within the school district, and another year's worth of court proceedings have cost $4,000 in legal fees paid by the Hansons and $8,500 by the school district. And you know what?
What?
The dad is still going to fight this, even though the kid is now in college at the University of San Diego. Disgusting. 749-1444 is the phone number
so
here.
So what's up with that lawsuit? Some guy's suing his teacher, huh?
No, well, the kid doesn't care. And this is what his dad says, though. The grade is important, certainly. But what's more important is accountability. Students should have a fundamental right to a fair grading process. No, I mean, the teacher makes the rules, and the kids live by the rules. That's the way it is. And this guy has already spent $4,000 to get his kid's grade changed, and the kid's not even in a class anymore. And now they're going to make the school district, who probably, like most all other school districts, is strapped for cash. They've already laid out $8,500. They're going to make this school district down in California lay out more money as this loser Hansen has more appeals. Absolutely pathetic.
749-1444. We still need to have some people call in. We want to know what Christmas means to you. We're going to be compiling a tape for next week's program, which we're going to be editing some of the calls together we've had from this year's Christmas and Christmas in years is past.
Right.
And we want to know what Christmas means to the fine people of the Queen City.
Cool.
Cool.
We want to do this?
No.
No?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. 52 minutes left.
In case you just tuned in.
What else we got?
This is that part of the show where everything seems to nosedive.
No, we're just going up. Things are just going great now. We did the donkey thing. Did that thing. What was that?
The donkey thing.
We did the donkey, baby. You want to do this?
Well, we'll do that.
Oh, you want that?
Out. Yeah, Jim's going to suck on that.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. What was in here that I brought? Oh, that was the NASA thing. Oh, okay. Is this a real song?
Yeah, 749-1444. Call us. This goes out to Chops.
Back at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where it is 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. If you want to get in on this, I think there's one line available at 749-1444. Get in while the getting is good, and we don't know how much longer that will be, but we'll see what we can do. We're here to help you get whatever you have on your chest. Is it weighing down on you? Is it sitting on your chest like some huge fat linebacker and you need to get it off? Go ahead, give us a call, and we'll let you get whatever it is you have stuck on your chest. We'll let you get it off because, hey, it's Christmas season, and I know people are tense this time of year. People are wired out. People are freaking out over the holidays things. They're rushing here. They're rushing there. They don't have time to stop and smell the roses and look at the dead, decaying grass and trees and leaves and stuff. And so, I mean, everybody just rushes around. Stay my there. Mic back!
You can stay there if you want.
Give me my mic back! Go to the mall and you know, just...
I hate the shopping mall.
What's wrong with it?
Blows.
But it's so close.
All right, this is in sympathy and solidarity with all the people who work somewhere where they have to listen to a lot of Christmas music.
Okay.
And they're working part-time hours or full-time hours.
Okay.
Anyway, I mean, actually, we had bets at work at one point how many Christmas tunes they would play in an hour and a half or so. And which ones, we also placed bets on who would hear the Bruce Springsteen Christmas song first and on what
Big day. Man wants a new saxophone for Christmas. He's been practicing real hard.
Exactly. Okay, anyway, so we have this demented manager, pervert, as most of them are.
Tell you what, because they get to hire those 16-year-old high school girls.
Oh, don't even start me.
I won't.
Okay, so he walks around, and he has this thing that I've been working with him since I was 15, and here I'm working with him again when I'm 21.
Spinning your wheels, eh?
Yeah, well, shit. Okay, so...
You can say that.
Shoot. Okay, so he walks around the place, and this is a dry kind of humor joke, like restaurant jokes tend to be. And anyway, he walks around, and he likes to change... This is his joke. This is his method of joke. Walks around going, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me beer.
Isn't this Bob and Doug or whatever?
It's take off, eh?
All right, I'll see you.
Okay.
Later! I tell you what, that restaurant...
What does Christmas mean to you? Besides frozen vegetables.
Turkey that sits out all day and gets salmonella.
Besides that.
Pineapple on hams.
Besides that.
Shoveling lots of snow out of the driveway and then getting stuck in the curb.
Besides that.
An enormous garbage bag full of wrapping paper and bows.
I'm not referring to deviled eggs, guys. Shopping malls.
Shopping.
Buying presents. Ho, 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 and happy holidays. This week on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we follow Chris and Rob to Tri-County Mall, where those zany guys do all of their Christmas shopping. Our shopping spree starts at Spencer's Gifts.
Wow. Chris. Check out this hauling ass poster. Four chicks in the back of a pickup truck. Now that's cool.
Yeah, but it's not as cool as this Say No to Crack poster over here with this guy with this really hairy back. This is the fourth one I've seen today, and he's got more hair than all of them put together.
Hey, what is this?
Canned fart. Let's get out of here.
Man. I know what. Hey, you know, let's go on up to that Walden Books place. Remember, we're in Butler County.
Oh, that's right. That means they got this month's new Penthouse magazine.
Hey. Look at that kid. Look at that kid reading Penthouse, Chris.
He looks like he's about 14.
He can't be any more than 14. Shh, tell you what. I'm going to sneak up on him, okay? I'm going to sneak up on him, and we're going to scare the bejeebers out of him. Okay, just hold on.
Excuse me, son. You going to buy that?
Hey, I'm getting kind of hungry, Rob. You want to go get a soft pretzel with triple mustard?
Hey, I got a better idea. Why don't we go up to that Mr. Bulky's place, and we'll see how much candy we can cram in our mouths until we get caught. Come on, let's go to Mr. Bulky's.
Welcome to Mr. Bulky's. Can I help you boys with anything?
Hey, Rob, look across the mall over there.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's that Victoria's Secret. Let's go over there.
Cool, nah, let's not go there. My girlfriend looks like a pig in clothes like that.
No, this will be fun. Watch. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Do you have one of these teddies in my size? anyway, hey, Chris, you know, it is getting kind of late, though, and I do have to do some serious shopping. I mean, I still have to get my mom a Christmas present.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go over to Super X.
Good call. I can get my mother some NyQuil. She loves that stuff.
I need to get some red construction paper, some Elmer's glue, and some of that sparkly stuff. This year, I'm making my family's presents.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, look, two bear claws for a buck.
Hoping you and your loved ones get what you're asking for.
Hey, where can you get one of those 4-foot-long, 1-inch-thick barbershop pole candy canes?
Wait till the day after Christmas, Robbie. They'll only be 69 cents each then.
And make sure you're spreading lots of good cheer.
And your legs.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we wish you a Merry Christmas, and may all your Christmases be white.
Hi, welcome back to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where our motto is...
Huff it itches, scratch him. It. I don't know. Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we got...
Frank.
Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Is this the chairman?
Hey, how you doing?
Is this the chairman?
Speak up, Frank.
Hey, better?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Hey, I was wondering... What's up with them folks that keep calling up, man? I'm a first-time listener to your show, anyway. I used to listen to way about 6 years ago when they still had the Frivolous Pursuits on.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, man, what's up with them folks?
I tell you what, in the 6 years since you've listened, the state of American society has decayed beyond repair. And at this, the most precious and holy time of the year, it makes one just a little bit pessimistic and makes one a little bit cynical to think about the state of the country.
Makes you think you got to invest on a time delay thing?
Perhaps. Perhaps. You got some money there, Rick?
No, Frank.
Frank?
No, if I did, I'd help you out.
We sure would appreciate it. But, no. You know, you come in here all filled. Just, I mean, I'm busting at the seams with Christmas spirit. And, you know, you get some goofballs want to call in from out there in radio land, and, hey, you know, everybody can do their own thing. We don't want to put any restrictions on anybody, but if you're going to be a show-off, at least be entertaining.
There you go.
I mean, that's just the bottom line. Those guys aren't even entertaining. They're just showing off. They're impressing no one but themselves, and who knows.
Yeah.
It's just a sad situation.
Yeah, Jim, get quicker with the button. I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Man, first time listening, he's picked up your name already, Jim.
749-1444 is the phone number. 749-1444. Where would we be without Jim?
Jim doesn't screw around. He makes an impression on people, man. Okay, you know, the the coach Indiana, Bobby Knight, he's always doing all kinds of stupid stuff. In the paper that day, they had a whole list of all the stupid stuff he did, and some of it was kind of funny. Well, at 4:30 when you've exhausted everything else. In 78, he walked into a party where pot was being smoked, and he kicked five players off the team. In 79, he hit a cop in Puerto Rico. Was sentenced to jail, but guess what? He fled the country. Good job. He fired a blank gun at a reporter. What'd he do? This is cute. He called Michigan coach Bill Frieder a chicken shit son of a bitch.
Hey.
Twice on the court and once in a post-game press conference. He threw a chair across the floor. Everybody knows about that one. I like this one. I remember this happened. He drew a technical foul in 85-86 season for shouting at the officials during a game against Illinois. Then he kicked a megaphone and yelled at the Indiana cheerleaders for disrupting a free throw attempt by Indiana guard Steve Alford. I remember that happening. Let's see. What else did he do? In an NBC interview with Connie Chung, who asked him how he handles stress, Knight replied, "I think that if rape is inevitable, relax and enjoy it." He explained he was talking about something beyond one's control, not the act of rape, but the remark triggered protests in a march of about 300 people on the IU campus. What else did he do? Well, that's it, really. He screams and kicks a lot of stuff.
He's a big baby.
He's got the most entertaining coaches show ever. Because around here we get to see like the Bob Huggins show. What is Bob Huggins? You got the football shows, and you also have the basketball shows for like Dayton, Ohio State, Indiana, Kentucky, football, basketball. And you get to watch the Indiana show, and then if Indiana loses, it's the most entertaining half hour on television because Bobby Knight is so mad that you get to see someone actually angry on TV, which is kind of rare, and it's good. We sucked. Stuff like that. We really stunk up the court. It's good to see honesty in broadcasting. Unlike Chris and Rob, where it's just facade among facade among facade, and we're just an enigma wrapped in a cloud of showmanship or something like that. Exactly like that.
The chops here are just too high.
They are, man. The stakes are too high, baby. The stakes are too high at 4:30 in the a.m.
We'll be right back. 749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This is Traffic. All right. In case you're tuned in right now, just stand by. We're going to run a couple of things by you that won't make any sense. Don't worry about it. Just go back to sleep. Ready, Rob?
Rock and roll, Chris.
Greetings
from...
Let's try it again. You screwed it up, Robbie.
Bite me.
Season's greetings from Chris and Rob and the entire staff of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
This year, we asked some of our listeners what the spirit of Christmas meant to them. In case you just tuned in, this is a little production we're doing here. Doing a little production. Just never mind, all right? We're just laying some things on tape. Do another one, Robbie.
Oh, that? The same thing?
Nah, let's make one up.
Okay. Top of the head, huh? Just fire away. Fire at will, Schmedley.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we've got the spirit of Christmas, don't we?
You know it.
And we'd like to share a little bit of that Christmas frivolity with all of you.
Christmas is pineapple and glazed hams.
Christmas is lots of deviled eggs.
Christmas is those like heat and serve rolls that you get like 2 for $0.99 at Marsh's and you cover them with butter.
See, I bet you didn't know that Christmas had that much in common with Labor Day, did you? How'd you like that one?
That was alright.
Alright.
You thought it sucked?
Did it?
It went from being alright to it sucked.
I can always edit it. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together...
God, we gotta know what the hell we're gonna say!
Let me write something.
Brown paper... You know what, Chris?
What?
Why the hell is that one song, Brown Paper Package, just tied up with string? These are a few of my favorite things. Why is that a Christmas song? It doesn't mention Christmas in there anywhere, does it? It's like raindrops, whiskers, kittens, paper packages.
Here, we'll do that one this time. Ready?
Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together... We got the spirit of Christmas coming out our ears. Something like that. Anyways, we were going to tell you what we thought about Christmas, but we thought this year we'd let some of our listeners tell you what Christmas meant to them. Would you like that one?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay. Maybe it's
kind of a one-man show there, but yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, you want to do it here?
Well, no.
Let me change the music. I'll let you do it. Okay.
No, I mean, you could have said what you said, then I'd have just laid something there on the end. I don't want to do one by myself.
I want you to do one by
yourself. No, you're the...
Here, go.
Hi there, boys and girls. This is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a gear new year.
That was great. That was fantastic. Let's do another one. This is getting fun.
Isn't it great? Isn't it cool, though, to be somebody of somebody?
Yeah. Hey, if any of our listeners out there want to call in 749-1444, we'll let you lay down one of these cheesy things, too, and I'll pop a little music, and you can say something like, "Hi there, this is Fast Eddie, and I love these guys," or, you know, or whatever.
Cruisers rule.
Hey, by the way, cruisers can kiss my lily white ass, okay?
On both cheeks. Jeez.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers.
Okay. Got another one ready, Rob?
Not really.
Merry Christmas, Rob.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
And I'd like to send a big Merry Christmas out to all our fans.
Merry Christmas, fans.
We know there's lots of you.
That was awful.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. Let's see, what else can we do?
You know what my favorite part about Christmas is?
What's that?
Is when the local TV stations, especially the ones in Dayton, do this a lot. They'll have those video Christmas cards, and they'll play some of that really bad Christmas music like you were playing, and then they'll show, like, Skippy in production wearing a Santa Claus hat. Mm-hmm. Then they'll show, like, the producer of the news standing by a tape machine waving, saying, "Merry Christmas." George. Then they'll show the guy that cleans up at night wearing a Santa suit waving, "George, you're on with Chris and Rob."
Yeah, lay a track on me.
Okay.
Okay, we gotta get the music out.
You want Jingle Bell Rock?
Whatever you like.
Okay.
So how are you tonight, George?
Great.
You sound good.
Okay, shut up. Here you go.
Hey! Hello, this is George Stamptopoulos, and I fully endorse the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show as a wonderful gift for your young ones and your family.
That was great. George Stephanopoulos, all the way from Washington, D.C., huh?
Exactly.
You want to do another one?
Nah.
You can be James Carville.
James Carville? All right, I'll be James Carville.
He's going to be James Carville.
Okay.
Hi, this is James Carville, and I just love the Chris and Rob Talk Show. I love to sit late nights by the fireside listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with my green eggs and ham and pineapple.
All right.
All right. Okay, thanks, George Stephanopoulos, or whatever you call yourself.
Yeah.
See ya.
You'd be like, "Hi, this is Ed Rollins, and I'd like to buy you a very Merry Christmas."
Stop that tape.
How much, Rob?
You're being very cooperative.
I have no choice.
Yeah, Chris said he's going to lay you down whether you like it or not, so just sit back and enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad I have the swimsuit calendar then.
Oof. White hot. The chicken is yellow.
Okay.
Does he have his choice of music, or is he...
Nope, it's too late.
All right. No. Okay, we'll give you a countdown.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's going to kick in.
Okay, it's going to kick in. 5, 4, 3. Go!
Well, you know, perhaps my favorite Christmas memory is that... Oh, geez. Years and years ago. You see, I never really had Christmas on Christmas. We always had a strange childhood. We always had it on New Year's Eve. No, Christmas Eve. That's when it was. Christmas Eve. We always had it on Christmas Eve. I don't know why. It's just the way that my family was. And I never really did wake up and have, you know, Christmas presents there under the tree in the morning. And I don't know. I guess I feel a little hostile about that. You know, my parents robbed me of Christmas. I think I may have to talk to my mom about this.
Wow, that's kind of sad.
That is sad.
That might be the most depressed. Man, we better not put down at the end. We'll have guys jumping off bridges.
No, that's true, though. I mean, we always did it on New Year's or on Christmas Eve. I don't know why. That's just one of those things. And I've never really have woken up on Christmas Day and had Christmas presents.
One year I woke up like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, "Man, Christmas. Oh, it's Christmas. I don't care if it's 4 o'clock. And I went and woke my sister up. I was like, "Come on, let's go get the goodies." And she's like, "It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Relax." So I went back and I laid back down like 20 minutes later. I was like, "It's 20 minutes later. Come on, let's go." We were down there 20 after 4. Mom and Dad were not happy.
I can imagine.
No, they weren't.
Oh, jeez.
They don't drink coffee, but they finish like 2 pots that morning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what Christmas is all about.
And then, you know, we all took a nap about 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. What was your favorite Christmas present of all time, Rob?
An Evel Knievel thing that you wind up, and then he takes off. He's like a little dog.
Okay.
He sat on his motorcycle.
I had a hovercraft like that. That was cool. Oh, of course, we always had rugs in our house, and I could never play with it.
What's a hovercraft?
Well, it's a hovercraft thing. And, you know, it like, hovers on the ground. And then it, like, scoots across. You know, it was cool.
Oh.
But this was, like, way back when.
I had one of those things that was, like, looked like the Starship Enterprise, and it flew around in circles, and you could make it go up and down, and you could make it pick up stuff.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those. It was a little helicopter.
Like, controlled flight. It was called the CFT, controlled flight training. Something.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. Whatever happened to that stuff?
Now
kids have no imagination.
No.
It's all made for them.
It's there.
It's that.
They are... What's that dude's name?
Barney.
No, not Barney. What's the... They are that big glob guy.
Barney's a big...
The video guy.
Mario Brothers?
I don't know. He's like a big goofball. He's like a big marshmallow looking guy.
Isn't that you, Rob?
Yeah. I am the king of the video games. God, I can't remember any of those.
The big banana marshmallow.
He looks like a big giant bloated tennis ball or something. And now they have little pinball.
Rob, what have you been taking?
No, man, come on! It's like, cube
character.
He looks like Cube.